Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. Happy August 22nd, 2025. We've made it through another week. Nico, how you doing, man?
Doing good, sir. Doing very, very good. This week got it got pretty crazy. We got a lot of new releases, got a lot of new models. Actually, just another, like, that's the thing, is like outside of the major models, we have like minor model releases. I do want to make a correction. It was not ARC 4 on the testing. It was ARC 2. And even though the model did beat Opus, it was Opus 4. It beat it by a very small percentage. Did not beat GPT-5.
Which still, model are we talking about here?
We're talking about the HRM, the 27 million parameter model.
Yeah.
The Mighty Mouse of LLMs. Well, yeah. SLM is, as I guess it is. And I think, you know, that's the thing, is like it represents the first small language model that is pretty much going to upend the market, in my opinion. And then we had Quen 3 release from Alibaba. DeepSeek just dropped its latest model this morning. And LiquidLM just dropped its latest model this morning. LiquidLM, I don't know, guys. I don't know. You made some really big promises 6 months ago, and your stats look really, really good. And it looks like you have a serious problem with scaling, because just not quite, you know, when you're getting beat out by a 27 million parameter model, it should be embarrassing, right? And that you just dropped something and it's worse than that. I don't know what to tell you. Quen 3 doing all right. Doing pretty good in coding. Still not, I got to say, like, coding with GPT-5 is amazing. It's just amazing. I really wish Replit would put GPT-5 in place. The only reason I don't think they are, here's what's crazy. I've been coding, vibe coding for months now. I have watched in the menus, when you click for the different models, it used to be like 1x and then like 1.5 and like 2 and then some, and then all of a sudden we had 3x when like Opus like 3 dropped. Now it's like I struggle to find one that has a 2x on it. And that's because the actual inference cost is coming down. So it
goes the other way, right? Like 1x is the max.
Yeah. on the great majority, like the only model right now that is a 2x cost, keep in mind Sonnet 4 was a 2x cost on a lot of these, on a lot of these platforms. It was a 2x cost like 3 months ago, about 2 months ago, something like that. And now it's 1x. There's only one model I use that has 2x cost, and that's because it uses a model I haven't even seen, even on the API backend, GPT-5 High Pro, which is insane to me. I don't, like, I haven't played with GPT-5 Pro because I don't consider it playing. GPT-5 Pro is for research. So High Pro is clearly like, I don't even know how it moves as fast as it does when it's coding, but it's insane. And it one-shots everything. Like, you can straight up, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you can, you know, just ask Claude and it builds an app in one shot. This is literally like, hey, build me a React-based application that does this. And it's front-end, back-end, everything. Like, straight up, all your files, all your directories, everything. Right? And it's such a low-cost relative. Like, I was using it on Cursor. And Cursor's $10 a month. Or no, I think it's... Yeah, I think it is. I think it's $10 a month, or maybe 15. Big deal, right? I keep like, you know, I keep teasing it, and I'm going to have to keep teasing it for another, whatever it is, 15 days. But I'll just say that, like, I just finished my first application, full application, database, everything, backend, admin panel, all that, everything. Like, features are just, you know, easy. Like, the whole thing, I built it plug and play. So the it's all, or what is it, the component? It's all based on components. So I just plug stuff in at this point. I don't necessarily have to do anything hardcore. And yeah, all in Replit. The first version of it took a month, and the final version of it, if I'm being fair, the first version of it took a month. The second version also took a month. I would say the third version took a week, but that's not being fair because it was a clone off the second one. So yeah, there was a lot there already. But even if I was going soup to nuts on the version now, which is completely different, it's not a clone off the first one. It is actually its own standalone. It's the underlying architecture of it is completely different from the first one. It took a month. And I wasn't like killing myself to get it done. I was enjoying it. Was frustrating. I hit a lot of roadblocks and learned a lot along the way. I guess they have learned more about coding in the last, for all those people that are like, well, you just kind of float, you know, go past it and you don't learn anything. I have learned more about coding and doing, not that I really love it, but I've learned about it more in the last 6 months than I probably ever would have. It probably would have taken me a year, if not longer, to get to where I'm at now.
Right. And the reality is, you would not have taken a year. You just wouldn't have learned about coding.
No. Yeah, I wasn't doing it before, right? Readily available on YouTube and all that kind of stuff. Like, no, because it's still hours hours to learn before I can even write. And by the time I'm writing hello world, right? Like, okay, well, let's forget it, right?
Yeah.
So
the activation energy, because even when you run into the frustrations, like, you're like, all right, let me go build this other thing instead. I'm just going to build, like, because you've built so many other apps.
And that's I do have a treasure trove at this point.
Like, the speed of, like, the big one, right? Mm. Like, every other app that you build is learning moments and understanding. And that, like, as we approach it, this is where, like, if you can align with the way that AI works, we can build our own foundation of knowledge that, you know, instead of trying to focus that we've always been told to do, right? Our working foundation can increase instead of like, all right, I'm going to learn a lot about this, and then everything else gets left behind. Which I think is important because as AI like converges, right? There's so many ways to use that knowledge. And it's not, this is a great example, right? Like, because there used to be a barrier where you had all this, let's call it GTM, RevOps knowledge, and you could not activate it through a dev perspective unless you handed knowledge off to somebody else.
Mm.
Right? And now you don't have to do that. Instead, you get to collaborate with that other person, like, much more effectively, because you can, like, this interface of just this conversational interface in everything around us just changes everything. It's a literal change to the infrastructure of digital business, like, because it has not been conversational at all. Like, the closest we get are our messaging apps and email.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And just imagine if we had, imagine if when email came out, this intelligence layer existed and handled all the miscommunications, all the misunderstandings, all the typos, so that nothing was misunderstood. Like, that mimics an in-person conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, and now we have it. Right.
And I can see, like, what you like, I can see something. So like, if there are people, like, this happens all day. Like, that's what's crazy, right? Now that I have this capability to just bring to fruition all of the things in my head, like, that I've been thinking about programmatically, and like, oh man, if this app existed enough, if only I could do this. There's the creativity is insane, right? So I don't even care about throwing ideas out that I should work on and I probably should hold down or whatever, because, you know, XYZ worth, you know, bajillions. Don't care, because it still takes a lot of, I really want to do this in order to actually do it. So as you're talking about that, all I can think of is like, yeah, somebody's going to start a service pretty soon where you're going to, it could be an app or something like that, but basically it's going to contain like either the writing styles or communication styles of everyone. And when you communicate to other people, it will just auto translate it to the way in which they like to hear or read or whatever the case may be, like that style of communication, even to the point of which kind of already exists now. When you do FaceTime, your representation on the other side, your avatar representation, will actually say things in a different way than what you are saying live. Like, don't even sweat like whether this is coming or not. It is, whether I build it or somebody else builds it, it's gonna happen. Yeah, of course, not everyone's gonna use it. It'll definitely be a work thing. Absolutely. Yeah. You will be required to have it at work. The same way you have Zoom now, it'll just be like an automatic part of Zoom. You'll just have to enable it or whatever the case may be. Right.
Right. Like, yeah, that's where the reprimands, because we won't get out of that. Leaders won't get out of that habit.
Uh-uh.
It needs to change to, what? Did you just say you typed out the whole email? Like,
why are you doing that?
Detention.
Like, which I got to tell you, it is getting there. At this right. point, when you know, Yamini was saying last year at Inbound that it isn't AI that's going to take your job. It's somebody who knows how to use AI that's going to take your job, right?
Yeah.
So I can tell you right now that is absolutely the case. I am reading story after story. I am looking at video after video on YouTube from countless leaders who are all singing the same song, which is, if my people don't want to use AI, out you go. I'll find somebody who does. And it's not that they're not hiring. It's that they are turning around and hiring somebody that's willing to use generative AI because they understand, like, so try to, this is why I say, like, take all of these things into account. This is why I have the Oracle. This is the, you know, the reasons behind this stuff. Perplexity is a great thing. When people start like shit talking, and what I mean by that is like misinformation, all the market's crashing because AI is full of ass. All right, go to Perplexity and ask Perplexity, be like, hey, a lot of people are saying the market's crashing and that, you know, AI is actually a frivolous bubble. Is it? And you'll get the answer. No, it's not. People are just bullshitting you. Try to keep your calm.
And here's all the stories that support that. If you're
exactly. Yeah, right. Here's all the resources, just in case you were, you know, feeling a certain way about it.
Yeah,
it's that case. If you don't understand how to like wield this superpower, and that's really right. what it is. That's and exactly we're gonna show, what it feels like.
That's a great segue to sharing this video before we just rip marketing to shreds.
This is how difficult it's going to be to keep up with, right?
Yeah. Like, you want to hit play?
Stop stealing my people, Mr. Zuckerberg.
All right. first of all, for the record, I think the roles should be reversed. But
yes, I agree.
So that's what's happening. Like, in case you're somehow unfamiliar with all the variables at play, we've got the Matrix, right? Movie that came out 2099.
Yep.
Replaced like with Mark Zuckerberg, Meta guy, Facebook guy, and Sam Altman, leader of OpenAI. Right, fighting each other in the exact style, like scene, like frame.
And I can tell. So here's, I'd have to actually go back and watch, because this is one of the parts where it's like, oh, okay, it's not the exact same footage.
Yeah.
So like
it's, he runs at this point.
Right. And there's like it, at least, you know, it was like, okay, this is like a very cool fan made thing. Right. Yeah. And that's really what I thought it was just like, oh, okay, it's all just like fan art or whatever. And it's like, now these guys actually like went to like some degree. And then when you look at the facial mask on it, it's so imperceptible. Like, it's amazing. Like, you really have to look for the edge, and it really does look like they're wearing a mask. It doesn't even look like green screen or something. It looks like it's actually like contoured to the face or something, like they're wearing it in real life or something. It's amazing. Like, this to me is like, okay, well, now we can get whoever we want, wherever we want, whenever we want. And while people are like, oh, but what does this do to, like, you know, Tom Cruise and Halle Berry and whomever, it makes them more money. They're in more commercials now. They're in more places now than they were before. Right. Instead of Arnold having to fly to Japan and learn to try to maybe speak Japanese, now they can just license his likeness, and he has a perfect Japanese accent too. Right. And, you know, with the Arnold style to it, like, but, you know, audible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, the, to me, again, like, you want to talk about game changers, like, this is where the game changes to the point, and it's not just what you can do and like what you can make, the cost of it, and the fact that you can just iterate at like such a low cost. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It takes every conversation where you just like really like the movie, and then there's a new story, and you're just like, dude, imagine if instead of this, it was like this with these real people.
Yep.
How crazy would that be? And then you could take, this case is much longer than 5 minutes, probably, but you can start. I think the key is like you can activate that inside of 5 minutes and start this process. And you would only do that as a lay person because you have some idea that there's a good chance you can get to a final result. Instead of saying, oh man, to make that happen, we would have to send it to Hollywood. We have to write the script and like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. You don't, right? And almost whatever progress you make can be seen as a valuable outcome. And this is the kind of learning mode that we can all be in now. So it's not just that creative output, right? It's what goes into that process. It's activating new parts of our brain and new muscles. And that's really where, like, you have to get out of the idea that it's a tool just to get stuff done for you.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where it's colliding, you know, with our traditional industrial infrastructure. So I'd love for you to share what you shared about marketing people. Like, was it the Pixel 11?
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is a story I came across this morning, and not very uncommon for me to come across stuff like this. And basically it was about the Pixel 11 launch, and specifically about how it was kind of underwhelming, and it wasn't quite what they had expected it to be. Let me see if I can find the exact words real quick. It was that it went for buzz with paid celeb because Jimmy Fallon was there, which I got to tell you, like, I don't know whether Google saw what OpenAI did and heard the stuff and then decided to change it last minute or whatever. This to me is the same thing. And it's, I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm really not. Just, it's a tech conference, man. It's a tech conference. Please, please stop bringing non-tech people. Please stop doing it. It's so annoying. Like Adobe with Awkwafina. I love Awkwafina. She's hilarious. I love watching movies with her. I love watching her stand up. She is not an Adobe user. She's not playing in Photoshop all day. Getting her like nonchalant reactions to Adobe features, not going to help. If people want to make fun of OpenAI, go watch an Adobe Max launch. You'll laugh all day long at how terrible those launches are. They're horrific. So anyhow, it was buzz with paid celeb appearances, including event host Jimmy Fallon and others like Steph Curry, podcaster Alex Cooper, and the Jonas Brothers. The result was a watered-down, cringy, and at times almost QVC-like sales event where Reddit users immediately dubbed unwatchable, right? So, or which Reddit users dubbed unwatchable. You know, I gotta say, look, outside of however it gets set up, the actual technology that's getting released is what actually matters. It's not the showcase. So I'm really, really not sure why people care so much about, like, oh my gosh, that's how the showdown went, right?
Right.
Just do it. Like, honestly, I had zero problem with the OpenAI launch. I don't know why other people did. I think that people are just kind of looking. They're doing what they love to do, which is to tear down a white knight. So any sort of chink in the armor that they can find from their perspective. And I look at it as, wow, okay, so you guys no longer care about what the technology does. You just care about how it looks. Like, we've gone back to this, like, not for nothing.
Marketing.
Yeah, like, we've gone back to this marketing mentality of, like, if it just looks cool, they'll buy it. If it just looks awesome and it has the right message. No. It just is awesome. And the reason that OpenAI is still getting talked about more than Google this week is because it is awesome. The value is there. It's got nothing to do with, oh, well, Google's thing was better, or, oh, you know, Quen's release was better, or whomever's release. The only release anyone really cares about when it comes to tech is probably NVIDIA, right? And it's only because Jensen shows up in his leather coat and starts talking about how much he's a rock star and how they had to rent like a bigger place for him to do his main talk. That's about it. Outside of that, Apple, man, it's been years. It's been years since anybody cares about WDC. I think the only conference that really gets my attention, this year is, well, most years is just the, CES, conference, the, robotics expos. Those are definitely, they're absolutely worth watching. And guess what? No celebrities, just techies, just roboticists, right? Like, the marketing isn't necessary where the product is awesome. It just isn't. And the fact that we keep trying desperately to wrap it around, you know, that one of the things that they noticed that OpenAI did recently, and maybe that's why, you know, marketers are starting to hate it. I don't know. Gotta come up with something new, I guess.
That's a different playbook, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not a playbook. It's just share the value, like share what the thing is. And just for clarity, it looks like this is a Pixel 10 launch, not Pixel 11. I searched for Pixel 11. It's supposed to be next year. Oh, well. But yeah, like the game of trying to get attention versus resonation, you know, in what you're trying to accomplish. There's not going to be any winning, like, for these companies. Like, we're still in the place where it's, you're going to create two sides, like, no matter what you do. So in the chat, in the OpenAI launch, like, all the people who believe in, like, Google style launches, Apple style launches, like robust keynotes and all buttoned up, you know, releases, like, they threw a bunch of shade at OpenAI. Meanwhile, and they're like, they're also like, why are you showing these examples? Blah, blah, blah. Well, those examples are what the real people in their real lives need to get done on a daily basis. Like, booking travel, EA, like, checking my email calendar because that's how I communicate with family and friends and, like, schedule time, not because I have some, like, CEO job, like, to do, right? Meanwhile, Google, their launch is from the perspective of, we know that these people have audiences and people will show up to watch them, but there's not going to be any engagement on the technology or the features. So it's just like a spray and pray play. Which, I mean, you couple that with Google's brand and brand equity, like, obviously all the tech, like, the people who care about the actual value of the thing, like, all that gets lost. Right. And, but that is the old way in terms of, we think we need to operate on schedules and like targeted messaging and like all these things where it's like, no, just once it's ready, just share the value. And if it's valuable, it will get attention. It will get shared. Like,
yeah.
And people will find, like, it. And if we know it's ready before that and you're holding it back just for your marketing launch, we're not going to be happy about it. Right. Like, we're going to wait for the person who's not doing that, which is OpenAI usually. And we're going to go, oh, there's the value. Okay, cool. Thanks for sharing.
And it's, I mean, like, just for like, super fast, throw it out there. Again, like, if you look it up today, there's the story is getting out there that referrals from OpenAI, right? Like, referrals from ChatGPT, seeing ChatGPT as part of your traffic, it's going down. It's dropping pretty dramatically. And that's because GPT prefers that your content be relevant more so than your ability to spam your advertising everywhere and fake the relevancy.
Yep. Yeah. Be careful with all these new numbers, folks. Just because you're seeing it doesn't mean, like, I ask the question all the time when people highlight this new ability to see AI referral traffic in HubSpot. It's like, all right, it's cool to see, but are you going to be able to action on it? Like, the real action is like, okay, yeah, it's there. It's happening. Let's just keep creating value. But if you, the moment you try to manufacture it from an inauthentic standpoint, like, it's just not, AI is inherently built to not serve that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Because it will know. It's the reason I like live content so much. Like, you cannot avoid authenticity when going live. Right. Mm-hmm. And all those little background, like, subconscious mechanisms, AI sees that, like, in all the ways better than we've ever been able to. And yeah, just be careful. Know that it's happening. Add it to your line when you get to do your report now. But don't be like, okay, so we're going to lean all in on this specific piece of content that keeps getting shared. Like, it just, I mean, we'll see. We'll see, right? But yeah. It's not built for the old ways, like, period. So if you're still using an old way mentality to understand the metrics and the mechanisms, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. We got to wrap there, unfortunately. Been a fun week as always. Join us at the Data Summit next week on August 28th. And until Monday, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks. See you. Go.